You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Usually we do this on a Wednesday as part of our consumer awareness segments and our warning Wednesdays, but I unfortunately wasn't here on Wednesday, so I thought, why not do it today? We're still going to have the segment, we're still going to ensure that the segment continues, and perhaps it might not always be on a Wednesday. Maybe sometimes we'll shake things up and do it on a Thursday. We're going to look at some of the developments around the industries, the financial services industries. The reason I wasn't around this week was I was at the Finance Magnates Expo, and at that expo I was seated very close to the gentleman I'm about to speak to, that is the head of enforcement at the FSCA, Gerard van Deventer, and we attended the summit to really look at the state of the financial services space as well as regulation in that space. Good evening, Gerard. Thanks so much for taking the time. I want to start with your reflections of the Finance Magnates Africa Summit. That is the summit. It was only the second year that the summit has been in full swing, but there was a lot that needed to come out of that summit. There was a lot of development, a lot of learnings. And I want to get your thoughts on where you think that the state of the financial services sector is following what you saw and what you experienced.
Yes, good evening, Jimmy and listeners. And yeah, when Wednesday came and gone, I thought I'm going to get off this week, but clearly not the case. So yes, that was a very interesting summit. It was certainly an eye-opener for me as well. I did not realize how big the online trading industry actually is and how much is going on there. I mean, if we look at the service providers that was there, and you think about how many clients, members of the public they represent in terms of people that trade, it is astonishing. Anyway, I thought it was a very good thing that we could have those discussions at the summit. What is quite clear is something that you and I have known for some time, and that is that certainly trading has moved to the online space. So obviously the traditional investment channels are still there, and we still have to look after them, and we still have to make sure that clients are protected in that areas. But clearly, this is a need for a focus point, and that's certainly from enforcement point of view, definitely where we will be focusing. I know you and I have spoken before on the issue of the scammers and the toxic products and that group of entities out there has certainly moved onto the digital platforms and has certainly moved onto the internet and onto the social media space and so forth. But I think what we saw this week, Jimmy, is that the legitimate traders and the regulated entities, when it comes to platform trading and CFDs and derivative products and so forth, I think a lot of that has moved there too. So clearly say that, and I don't mean to, when I say that, I don't mean to, you know, to reflect poorly on that part of the industry, but the truth of the matter is we all know that's a very high risk environment on platform trading, and derivatives, geared products and so forth, very high risk. And that is now coupled with very easy access. And that, to me, is a deadly combination, because now you have anybody sitting somewhere in his house with a computer having access to this. And it is so important that there's a gatekeeper. It's so important that there's somebody that says, hang on, is this suitable to you? Is this what you should be doing with your money? So, yes, I think that's where we'll be putting our focus. The other interesting issues that came up there, Jimmy, was obviously that copy trading is definitely a problem. And I said before, copy trading per se is not illegal, but the way it is done in many, many, many instances is actually illegal, because it comes down to discretionary decision-making on behalf of a client. Signals equals advice, another issue. It can be legal if you have the right license, but I suspect there's a lot of unlicensed activity going on there, and I think one should be amiss if you don't mention in in the same line that there's a lot of education necessary. There's a lot of information that must get to the public to say, this is wonderful, it's easy to access, but you need to be careful because you can lose big quickly, and you do not have the safeguards that you have with more traditional investments.
And I think that's where we are coming from with this segment, and the reasons why we have these conversations is the protection of the consumer is first and foremost a priority for the FSCA. We've made it a priority for us, for ourselves as a business show, as a show that deals with business information. We want to ensure that consumers have the right information and the right access to information. Gerard, you mentioned something around the concerns around the scams, and we touch on that every single week, and I want to do that so that we have that level of consistency as well. There's some new warnings that have come out. There was a warning around the R&I aquaculture from the last time we spoke. There was obviously the debarment of Mr. Warriner, which we've covered as well in the past. But there was also a warning around people impersonating the FSCA staff and the SpaceX warning that came out today. Do you want to take us through that?
Yes, sure. Yeah, yeah. Jimmy, you know, it's nothing new, really. You and I have spoken often about what does this look like, what does these scams look like, and what is the common theme? The common theme is always unrealistic returns, and this week is no different. Everyone that you've mentioned, we're talking about unrealistic returns. So if we can start with R&I, aquaculture, I'm just amazed that this type of scam even works. Renting products like fish and abalone. How do you rent a fish? And that's going to
get... That's bizarre.
that is absolutely bizarre. And that's going to give you a return of 30% per month. I mean, that is just wonderful because it's really tough working at the FSCA. So maybe that's something I should look into. No, on a serious note, that is so typical of what's happening. And unfortunately, that sucks out the last savings of people. When you get these type of scams, that really amounts to deposit taking. So, yes, these entities need FSCA licenses, but we have to be realistic, Jimmy. That's not the problem with this type of thing. The problem with it is that it clearly can't be right. It's clearly not a realistic business model. SpaceX, yes, no different, Facebook-based, and that's another thing that you and I have spoken often about. This really has moved a lot to social media platforms, and we've often said that if you are getting an investment opportunity on a social media platform, please be very careful, because that's not how legitimate people do business. They won't do it on social media platforms, and this was a Facebook platform. In this case, very interesting. They attempted to associate themselves with space exploration technologies, and of course Elon Musk being linked to that, and we see that a lot these days also with artificial intelligence people being linked to well-known persons impersonations. What we always do before we put out the warning, to be fair, is we try to contact these businesses and say, you have an opportunity to explain what you're doing before we warn the public. And it's very seldom that we get a reply, and it's no different this week. We didn't receive replies. And yeah, once again, as far as SpaceX is concerned, to state the obvious, they're not licensed, but that's not the biggest problem there, of course. Also an unrealistic return, and also people losing money hand over fist, no doubt. Unfortunately so.
Impersonations are such a critical thing. I remember we had a whole conversation around impersonations and impersonations of those well-known and famous individuals, as you mentioned, Gerard. Gerard, I want to look at some of the other measures on the positive side. I've got a conversation coming up with the JSE around their new offering on their side where you can verify a broker. And this is something you and I have spoken about in the past, to say it's not enough for one party to be sending out warnings or to be alerting the public. It's a concerted effort and a coordinated effort between various stakeholders. I want to get your thoughts on institutions like the JSE and other stakeholders in the financial space coming to the party to say, we're going to do our bit to help support this awareness campaign.
Yes, isn't that just wonderful? I mean, that's the type of initiative that gets me excited, because you know, I've said to you many, many times privately that getting the message out and getting the message about scams, getting that to penetrate in the public's mind, and getting everybody to know about it. I feel like it's an uphill battle that I just can't win, and you've been instrumental in really helping a lot with that. And you know, the media in general definitely has a very important role to play there. Yeah, Jimmy, it is absolutely wonderful to see this initiative from the JSE. It is so important that that people and institutions take up this job of getting the message out there. I've spoken to you privately before on how difficult it is to penetrate the public and with that information about scams and so forth. You've done a lot in getting the information out. Media has done a lot. We've done a lot, but it is not enough. So this type of initiative from the JSE is great, and I certainly hope other institutions are going to join them. I know there was a lot of talk about this at our financial crime symposium, where both you and I attended, and there was a lot of institutions and associations, really, industry associations, that's keen to join this as well. So I hope this example that the JSE has set here is going to multiply. Definitely, I will be speaking with them as enforcement to see how we can actually feed our information to them as well. And it's, I'm not surprised, because on this Warning Wednesdays, you and I have spoken before about impersonating stockbrokers and impersonating the JSE itself. So it's real. It's not something that we dreamt up. It really happens out there.
It really does, and we will continue to do what we can to shed some light and protect our consumers and protect the South African public out there. We'll leave it at that. Gerard, thank you so much, as always, for the time and the insights. We look forward to doing this again next week, as we do as often as possible, to highlight the good businesses and what businesses you should be wary of. That's Gerard van Deventer, Divisional Head of Enforcement at the Financial Services Conduct Authority, joining me for this week's Warning Thursdays.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.